Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. Debbie Skillman is the director of the Brunswick Little Theater Singers. She also directs shows for the Brunswick Little Theater from time to time. And Thomas Miklas is the director of Brunswick Concert Band. These two groups are coming together to present two holiday concerts, two Christmas holiday concerts, one on Friday at 7:30 p.m. at Hatch Auditorium in Caswell Beach. And the second concert will be Sunday at 3 p.m. at Odell Williamson Auditorium on the campus of Brunswick Community College. So they're here to share with us about those concerts today. First of all, thank you both for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Debbie, I have interviewed you several times before about Brunswick Little Theater when you've been directing shows for them. Tell us a little about your association with BLT.
Well, first I got involved with BLT many, many years ago. The first year it began, I was the music director for their first show, Brigadoon. Mm. And I've kind of worked on and off with them over the many years, and I founded a children's theater company called the Stage Struck Players that operates through Brunswick Little Theater. Also, this summer, I'm going to be directing their big summer musical, Beauty and the Beast.
Aha. So I imagine you'll be coming back on the air with us to talk about that.
Perhaps.
We'll see. Maybe she'll just send the beast to me and we'll see what happens. All right. Now, I also understand that you are a singer yourself.
Yes, I was trained singer, and I am the organist and choir master at St. Philip's Episcopal Church, and I've been involved with vocal groups throughout the years in Southport. So, yes, I'm a singer.
Wonderful. Now, Thomas Miklas, you're relatively new to the area. Tell us about when you moved here and how you got involved with the Brunswick Concert Band.
Well, we moved here about 3.5 years ago. We're in, obviously, Brunswick County. And thought the concert band was a natural extension for my career in music. I was born and raised in Chicago and was fortunate to study with some very fine musicians there, and went to a school that actually had part of the original John Philip Sousa music library. So I was playing Sousa manuscripts at age 15.
Wow.
So it's been a natural extension. I've enjoyed every minute of it. And honestly, I enjoy playing in the band just as much as I enjoy picking up the baton and conducting now and then.
And you play several instruments?
Yeah, primarily clarinet, but some saxophone. And if I have to, flute. And if I have to play for folks who are basically tone deaf, I can also honk on an oboe.
Oh, that's great. So tell us about the band. How many people are in it? Are they amateurs or professionals? What's the composition of it?
We're fortunate in Brunswick County to have a true community school partnership. We have students as young as 14 in the band. We have seasoned citizens as old as 85 that are playing. So we have a wide age spread. The ability levels vary from really very, very competent to I haven't played an instrument for a while. I'm going to pick it up and relearn it because it's a great way of socializing and also exploring music that they may have done in high school or college. So it's a wide disparity of abilities, but we managed to do a nice job as an ensemble.
How many members are in the band, or does it fluctuate?
Well, it fluctuates between visiting the grandchildren, cruises, hospital stays, forgetting to go to the right venue for a practice, perhaps. But we vary between 48 and 57 members.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's a nice ensemble, and it's surprisingly well-balanced.
Wow, that's a big group.
Yes.
And do you do several concerts a year?
Yes. The band, since its inception about 20, 25 years ago, annually performs Christmas programs. They do spring formal concerts, summer concerts, and we're looking at expanding the concert season for the band for the upcoming 2013 year.
Oh, great. Now, Debbie, how many singers are involved from Brunswick Little Theater for this
concert?
There
are 12 singers involved in this, 3 on each part.
Okay. Well, if you're just joining us, I'm talking with Debbie Skillman from Brunswick Little Theater Singers and Thomas Miklas, director of the Brunswick Concert Band. They have two concerts coming up, one Friday at 7:30 at Hatch Auditorium, Caswell Beach, and then Sunday at 3 o'clock at Odell Williamson Auditorium on the campus of Brunswick Community College. Let's talk about the Christmas holiday concerts themselves. What's on the program? They're both looking at me like, I don't know, we haven't decided yet.
Yes, we'll figure it out tonight. No, we've been working on the program for a couple of months. Debbie has done a great job preparing the Brunswick Little Theater Singers for the program, so that part of my job has been very easy. She's a very talented director. We're playing approximately an hour and 20-minute program. which is relatively long for a community band. But the music is selected, so the members not only enjoy playing it, but we're hopeful that the audience will also enjoy listening to it. We are playing two relatively unique pieces, and I think that when you're directing a community band, that exploring the history of performing ensembles such as the concert band is important, and also performing composers that wrote extensively for bands is also important, particularly on a historical basis. So we're doing one march that was written by John Philip Sousa. And when I approached the community board about doing a Sousa march, the question was, well, this is a Christmas program. So I dug deep in my memory bank and came out with a march that John Philip Sousa wrote in 1930 called the Salvation Army March, which has been out of print for over 70 years.
Wow.
And through the graces of the Smithsonian and the original publishing company, Theodore Presser, we are performing that march for our Christmas concerts.
Good for you for doing that research.
Well,
oh,
it's something that I was trained to do, and I'm happy to impart any knowledge I have to make the community band a more enjoyable group to play in, and they really enjoy playing it. We're doing one other piece, and it's really not a Christmas piece, but it's been done by the New Year's Day concerts by the Vienna Philharmonic, and this is called the Lustspiel Overture. And we're performing the original transcription that was recorded on a wax cylinder disc in 1912, 100 years ago, by the Thomas A. Edison Concert Band.
Wow.
And we're having a ball playing that one.
What is Lustspiel?
It's written by a composer named Keller Bella. He actually changed his name two or three times, depending upon what country he was writing in. It's from a long-forgotten opera, but it was a very, very popular concert piece back in the 1870s. Became a concert band transcription for the early professional concert bands. It was also performed, if you'll do a Google search on YouTube, it actually is a player piano version they used to perform in theaters for silent movies.
Oh my gosh.
A very interesting piece to play, and the musician's doing a nice job on it.
Are there some other more familiar holiday tunes on the program?
Certainly.
Yes, the singers are doing The Grinch.
Oh.
And we're also doing a medley called Christmas on Broadway, which has lots of wonderful tunes in it. We're doing the ever-popular Christmas song. We're doing Winter Wonderland. Mm. And we're also doing an Irving Berlin medley.
So your 12 singers are all singing together. There aren't little duets and trios. It's the 12 as
a
group.
It's the 12 of us. Although The Grinch really features the men, and the women are like the doo-wop singers in the background.
That sounds like fun.
And we're actually going to have a Grinch terrorize some audience members.
Oh, so they're forewarned. All right, the Grinch will be among you.
Yep. I'll add that approximately half the program is with the Brunswick Little Theater Singers. So they're an integral part of our holiday concert, and we're so proud to have them singing with us.
Oh, that's great. And it's about an hour and 20 minutes
yes.
long?
Yes, it's a good program. It's all melodies that people will, I'm sure, enjoy to listen to. We've tried to avoid the usual run-of-the-mill Christmas pieces. We're doing interesting pieces such as a Mannheim Steamroller arrangement of Away in the Manger. We're doing a beautiful medley of the Potsdam Noel with another Christmas selection. So we're doing some traditional pieces as well as the usual holiday fare.
Sounds like a great mixture, and it also sounds like it's very family-friendly.
Yes, and we're also doing a mambo.
A mambo?
Yes.
A Christmas mambo.
It's a Christmas mambo, and I'm sure they'll recognize it. I'll also add that the arrangers for the concert band selections are top-notch professionals. We've tried to screen to make sure that these arrangements are not only going to be fun to play, but great to listen to.
Wonderful. I want to tell folks again that these two concerts, the Christmas holiday concerts, one is Friday at 7:30 p.m. at Hatch Auditorium at Caswell Beach, and the second one is Sunday at 3 p.m. at Odell Williamson Auditorium on the campus of Brunswick Community College. Both the concerts are the same program, and they feature the Brunswick Concert Band and 12 singers from Brunswick Little Theater. You can find details at brunswickbands.com or on Facebook, Brunswick Bands, North Carolina, or you can look at brunswicklittletheatre.com, and it's theater, theatre.com, or on Facebook, Brunswick Little Theater. Now, there are no ticket prices for this. You can walk in free, but if you want to make a donation, that would be great. It will be sent to a fund for the food bank locally, and that's always a great thing that the concerts accomplish. So, any last thoughts? Anything else you want to share?
Come out.
Come out.
And enjoy it.
Yes, enjoy our concert. We're looking forward to playing for you.
Wonderful. Debbie Skillman and Thomas Miklas, thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
This is WHQR.